which was not at all pleasant. But that soon, too, came to an end. When the journey was over, the letter was opened and read by a dear friend. How pleased he was! He kissed the letter, and it was laid with its enclosure of verses in a box, in which there were many beautiful verses, but all of them without flowers. She was the first, the only one, as the sunbeams had called her, and it was a pleasant thing to think that. She had time enough, moreover, to think about it. She thought of it while the summer had passed away, and the long winter went by, and the summer came again, before she appeared once more. But now the young man was not pleased at all. He took a hold of the letter very roughly and threw the verses away, so the flower fell on the ground. Flat and faded, she certainly was. But why should she be thrown on the ground? Still, it was better to be here than in a fire where the verses and the paper were being burnt to ashes. But what happened? What happens so often? The flower had made a gawk of him. That was the jest. And the girl had made a fool of him. That was no jest. She had, during the summer, chosen another friend. The next morning, the sun shone upon a little flattened snowdrop that looked as if it had been painted on the floor. A small girl who was sweeping the room picked it up and laid it on the books which were open on the table, in the belief that it must have been fallen out when the room was being arranged. Again, the little flower lay among verses, printed verses, and they were better written ones. At least more money has been spent upon them. And after the years went by, the book stood upon a bookshelf, and then it was taken up by somebody to read it. It was a good book, verses and songs by an old Danish poet, which are well worth reading. The man who was now reading the book turned over a page. "Why, there's a flower," he said. "A snowdrop, a summer gawk, a poet gawk, a flower that must have been put here with meaning." And as he read the book, he thought that this flower was like the Danish author. He was a summer fool too, a poet fool. He had come too early before his time, and therefore he had to taste the sharp winds and wander about the guests from noble to noble. Like a flower in a glass of water, a flower in rhymed verses, summer fool, winter fool, fun and folly. But the first and only, the fresh young Danish poet of those days. Yes, this flower shall remain a token in the book. It must be put here with meaning. And so it was, the snowdrop was put back into the book and felt equally honored and pleased to know that there was a token in a glorious book of songs, and that he who was the first to sing and write had been also a snowdrop, had been a summer gawk, and had been looked upon a winter time as a fool. The flower understood this in her way, as we interpret everything in our way. You're listening to ICANN, and that was the story of the snowdrop, written by Danish author Hans Christian Andersen. You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network, an all-classical Portland public media station.
Broadcasting from the Moonflower Studio in Portland, Oregon.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.